This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for next year that's piled high with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden laid out a $6 trillion budget for the 2022 fiscal year Friday that adds new safety net programs for the poor and middle class and increases taxes on businesses and high-earning people. The budget incorporates the administration's eight-year, $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal and its $1.8 trillion American Families Plan. The budget also adds details on Biden's $1.5 trillion request for annual operating expenditures for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. Despite the proposed tax hikes, the budget would require the government to borrow roughly 50 cents of every dollar it spends this year and next. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Senate Republicans on Friday blocked creation of an independent commission to investigate the deadly riot by Donald Trump supporters at the Capitol in Washington, a move aimed at preventing a bipartisan probe ahead of 2022 midterm elections. New York's Charles Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader.
We all know what's going on here. Senate Republicans chose to defend the big lie because they believe anything that might upset Donald Trump could hurt them politically.
10 Republicans would have needed to join all 50 Democrats to advance the measure, which had already cleared the U.S. House of Representatives with modest bipartisan support. However, only 6 Republicans voted in favor, a result that demonstrates the deep divide in Congress and the nation nearly 5 months after the January 6th assault and the influence that the former president continues to exert on the Republican Party. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. A top World Health Organization official on Friday criticized the fractious debate that has recently arisen between the United States and China regarding the ongoing search for the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, saying the whole process had been poisoned by politics. Speaking in Geneva, WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the claims in recent days over where the virus may have originated were largely without evidence and were hurting cooperation.
All hypotheses for the origin of the virus remain on the table. Further studies are going to be needed across the board to further elucidate those origins. And we believe we can make more progress, especially with the support of our member states and the support of scientists working in a positive manner.
Earlier this week, President Joe Biden asked U.S. intelligence agencies to explore the origins of the virus, including whether it might have come from a Wuhan, China lab. China hit back at the suggestion, accusing Biden of playing politics with the pandemic. British government regulators have authorized another coronavirus vaccine for use amid concerns about rising COVID-19 cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the single-dose vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson has met the expected standards of safety, quality and effectiveness. The regulator says the vaccine developed by J&J subsidiary Janssen has been shown to be 67% effective overall in preventing COVID-19 infection and 85% effective in preventing severe disease or hospitalization. It can be stored at refrigerator temperatures, making it ideal for distribution to places such as care homes. The green light takes the number of vaccines in Britain's armory to 4. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden kicked off Memorial Day weekend Friday by marking the nation's vaccination progress and thanking its troops. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
In Virginia, which today lifted many COVID-19 restrictions, the president marked summer's unofficial start by saying more vaccinations mean more freedom to go to baseball games, the beach, whatever makes people happy.
We're not just saving lives, we're getting our lives back.
Later at a military base.
You are the backbone of the country.
The president thanked troops.
I thank you for your service. Just thank you for who you are.
Saying they're the 1% of the population defending 99% of the rest of us. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.